Generation under the new media.
This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the daily audio update for Monday, October 6, 2008. I am joined once again by Torch columnist Jason Bent for a look back at Elite XC Heat on CBS Saturday Night Fights from this past Saturday. Well, Elite XC's world came tumbling down in 14 seconds of their main event. Jason, what were the first thoughts ringing through your head when that first punch landed and Kimbo went to the ground?
He went down? Wait. Oh, it's over. Oh, it's definitely over. Oh, my God. And, yeah, I was just stunned. I expected it for forever, and it really happened, and I could just see Jared Shaw doing gymnastics in the corner of the screen, and I could just hear taps beginning to play. It was just done. Push, kick, jab, over.
And you know, I touched on this. I did a brief review on my audio last night, but you get the video from different angles, and Jared Shaw sitting in the background screaming, he's hitting him in the back of the head, he's hitting him in the back of the head. You know what? The official did his job, stepped in, gave a warning. Seth got off of it and continued pummeling Kimbo and finished that fight quickly. You know, I said yesterday, this wasn't a matter of not being prepared for a certain fighter or not being prepared for a certain style. This was Kimbo Slice getting knocked the hell out in 14 seconds when that's his MO. His MO is stand-up. His MO is a street fighter. And he got knocked out by a guy that is unheralded, dropped from the UFC, took time off as a fighter to start his own business because he wasn't successful. This is a no-name. The only name he's going to have from this is the fact that he was the one to bring down the myth of Kimbo Slice. And it served to show exactly how ridiculous it was for Elite XC to put all their stock in such an unheralded joke of a fighter in Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, I mean, Kimbo Slice went down quicker than Gina Carano's towel, and Elite was the one that's naked underneath of it. I mean, there's a reason that Seth is no longer in the UFC. He's unheralded, he's skilled, but there's a million guys out there now who are pretty skilled as the sport continues to evolve. He's a pretty skilled guy, but he's not somebody you would expect to be a world beater. And going into this, you know, it kind of went on the street fighter mentality of Kimbo, you know, let's run this, get my bread, I'll fight anyone, anywhere, anytime. Okay, here you go. Here's Seth Petruzzelli, and 14 seconds later, you know, Seth grabbed the bread and left. This was just bad all over because, you know, basically a scrub beat your big name. To the casual fan, Kimbo was Mike Tyson, and here comes a guy who is just less than Buster Douglas was to Tyson, who just annihilated him. He didn't get beat by a better, you know, a better grappler or a submission expert. He got beat toe-to-toe, fist to head by somebody that the world did not know. 14 seconds, there's no excuses, and it's no more blunt than that.
Well, and, you know, there are those out there that have made the excuse for Kimbo Slice that he's more of an entertainer, he's in the entertaining attraction, and that warrants his spot atop this card, and I just don't see it. He had his interview earlier in the night where he's not insightful, he's not charismatic, he's just a big, scary black guy. That's basically what they're trying to sell people. That's what they're trying to sell, and I don't see the charisma that some of these people are seeing for him to have been warranted such a high spot for this organization in the first place. And the myth that was built around his street fighting days, I mean, I don't know, how do you recover from getting knocked out by Seth Petruzzelli in 14 frickin' seconds? How do you recover from that if you're a Kimbo Slice? How do you do that? I'm asking you because I don't know.
you don't recover. I mean, here's a guy with pink hair and a pink mouthpiece who put him down with a jab. This was not a left hook coming from, you know, the far reaches of the arena. This was a jab that put Kimbo down.
And it was a weak punch.
It was a weak punch. Seth was throwing punches like a pitcher with a sidearm delivery. They were ugly. I'm surprised he didn't break every single bone in his hand. And they were just, he was putting the wood to him. If anybody is a skilled striker, they would destroy Kimbo, which is why they've kept him away from anybody that could be a challenge. I mean, Tank Abbott, I actually thought, might have had a shot. But, you know, again, 45, you know, almost 50 years old, Ken Shamrock's kicking himself right now. He is kicking himself because he could have capped off his career with a win, you know, and killing the myth, and he missed out. Seth stepped in, and Kimbo's done. He's just done. It was a myth. It was a facade, and it's over with. You do not recover from a 14-second knockout, at, especially the stage of the game. He's never built his name past being that of the internet legend, so you can't come back from this. There's no room.
And on that Ken Shamrock note, it's you look at what happened in this fight, and I am 100% certain that Ken Shamrock would have won that fight. I am 100% certain that Ken Shamrock, he may not have done it in 14 seconds. He may have done it in a different way than knockout, but he would have taken down the myth of Kimbo Slice. I believe that in this fight, if that would have happened. And he's not going to get that chance. Not for any money. Not that anyone's going to want to see now. I mean, they gave him the out and planted the seeds for the brotherly rivalry, the Ken Shamrock versus Frank Shamrock, with Frank's comments earlier in the night. But even then, the people watching Elite XC that are just like casual fans that haven't seen much of Frank Shamrock aren't going to care to really see Ken Shamrock versus Frank Shamrock any more than, I mean, some random undercard match. They've got names to old school MMA fans. They've got names to people that have been into it for years and years. But because Ken has squandered his legacy over 4 years of just absolute losing streak and, you know, ineptitude in the octagon and just in general, and Frank has been, you know, not seen very often or very much outside of his braced up commentary. You know, that's not going to do Elite XC much good to put that fight on. That's another joke fight. It's like if they want to have a fight, set it up around Christmas dinner, around the table, for Christ's sake. I mean, we don't need to see their family feud in the middle of any type of cage or ring setup when they're, I mean, it's middle-aged man feud. We don't, who wants to see that?
There's nobody that wants to see it. I mean, to the casual person watching these CBS broadcasts, Frank is the announcer guy with braces. I mean, he's no more than that. They don't know him. When you say Shamrock, people think either an Irish pub or Ken. It's just one of the two. And Ken is the Shamrock everybody knows. He's just sullied his name over the last 4 years. Frank really hasn't done much in the spotlight. He's still a very good fighter. There's fights for him, but there are no fights that will draw. A Shamrock versus Shamrock fight at best could be seen on Showtime. And I think very few would actually tune in. The hardcores will tune in. You know, we're going to tune in for anything. Put two people in a cage, we're going to take a look at it. But as far as drawing anybody beyond us, you're hard-pressed. And that's where they had this big name of Kimbo Slice. And as soon as the televised portion of the broadcast hit the air and they came on with the solemn voice and the grim notice that Ken Shamrock was out, you could have heard probably a pin drop everywhere across the country in the bars where some people decided, hey, we might tune in. And all of a sudden it was like, yeah, Elite's dead. They're going to still force Kimbo on us in the main event against who? Oh, hey, there's a guy in a event staff T-shirt. He looks pretty fit. Throw him in there. Hey, Seth, how you doing? Been a while since you've been in the cage. And parade this out on national TV as your main event, and the worst thing happened for him. Kimbo fell. Had Kimbo destroyed him, this would have been great. You could have continued on with Shamrock versus Slice. right now, where do you go? Because Seth Petruzzelli versus anyone, that's not putting any butts in the seats, and we know it.
No, it's very much with you on that comment. But you take a look at this, too. They were looking to rebound from a very poor rating for their second CBS special, which was an infinitely better show than the first show, much better action, some actual good fights, and how that show performed may have brought some viewers in to check them out in this one. It may have been able to see some progress in ratings with this show based on that and the Kimbo-Ken Shamrock fight. You open the show up, and Ken Shamrock's out of the main event. That's what you spend your first 20, 25 minutes talking on before you get to a fight, which obviously time management is not at all in the agenda for Elite XC. They spent 20 minutes, 25 minutes before they get to this first fight going over the Ken Shamrock thing and everything happening with that. Elite, hello, knock, knock, anyone there? There's a UFC pay-per-view on Spike TV right now at the same time featuring a great fight between two actual top contenders for an actual meaningful title over in the UFC. I wonder what people are going to do when you're sitting here spending 20 minutes talking about Ken Shamrock and the fight that people wanted to see on this card, the only reason people were really watching this card. That's not going on anymore. This rating is, I want to see the quarter ratings on this because I think you're going to see a lot of people tuning in early in the show and a lot of channels being changed after the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, the TV sets everywhere went off. Bars, you had people that were going to check out because it was all about Shamrock Slice. There's no way to go around it. That was all this card was going to be and would be. And as soon as they announced that Ken wasn't fighting, click, let's turn to Spike. And I guarantee that a lot of people went ahead and flipped to Spike, even if they already had seen the UFC pay-per-view. It was a chance to watch it again. And for those that had not seen it yet, here's something that was actually great, and you're going to stick here on CBS and watch. No, you're going to change the channel. I'd love to see the ratings just to see what happens. And like you said, once again, they run well over the allotted time because their shows always start slow. They drug 25 minutes out of telling us Ken wasn't going to fight with a somber mood that has not been seen since, a presidential assassination attempt. I mean, come on, Ken was cut. He's not going to fight. You don't need to spend a half hour on it, and you don't need to have everybody come in and give their 2 cents on the sadness of the situation. Ken's a moron. He got cut. He's out, and everybody went click and changed the channel.
And if they didn't change the channel from that first 20, 25 minutes, the first fight didn't help them stay on there for much longer. Murillo, Ninja Hua, and Benji Raddick, you know what? They had a bit of an exciting fight. You got a really hard knockout victory with about two or three extra punches unnecessary at the end of the fight that kept Hua down on the ground for an extra couple of minutes while they were announcing Benji as the winner. But this was this made it look like you're sitting in your local VFW watching a mixed martial arts card. They looked like they were beginners. They were falling all over the place, and they were extremely sloppy in the first round especially, and it was just kind of, let's swing wildly for a while and run around this cage and see if we can stretch this cage out a bit. And it was highly sloppy action that if people are watching this and have any semblance of respect for a lot of the athletes in here are looking at this like, this is what you're putting on TV. This is the type of thing you expect us to sit and watch. Click.
Yeah. This was amateur hour. This was your local kids getting together, putting a cage up and sending out some MySpace bulletins to come out and check out the MMA. It was just absolutely a horrible match to open the show with, especially on such a broadcast, which is, considered to be the equivalent of a pay-per-view. You know, it's a network broadcast. And Hua is, he's done. He's a shot fighter. Benji landed some really sick shots that finished it off, and, you know, he wins the Reginald Denny Brick of the Night Award for those. I mean, he really put it to him. And Ninja Hua did not even belong in there with him, and neither one of them belonged on the nationally televised portion of the card. This was just bad all over to start the night, because this fight would have been an undercard fight on a UFC event. And maybe they would have shown the highlights. But, yeah, if you hung around past the Shamrock debacle after this one, you're going to see what else is on, or you're possibly just going to go out for the night. Click.
That brings an end to this first part of this two-part audio with Jason Bent. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for part two, to be posted tomorrow afternoon on MMATorch.com. Once again, thanks for listening. This is Jamie Pennick signing off.
Going out to idiot America. Welcome to a new-